This happened just this summer. My best friend Jonah and I are both in college and are outdoorsy kind of people. We'd go on hikes and sometimes camping when we had the chance. So this year, when classes were out for summer, we made plans to go camping by a lake that was a couple hours from us. Now, it's fair to say we weren't experts at camping, but we also were not clueless either. We knew what we were doing and didn't stay longer than what we knew would be safe. We set out on the trail in the morning, prepared for two full nights. The hike took a bit longer than it was supposed to, but we got to the lake around midday. From what I know, there's hundreds of trails leading to this lake because of how big it is, and there were so many places to camp at that it would be unlikely to run into anyone else. We didn't want to have to talk to other people, so when we arrived and saw that nobody else was here, we were feeling good. The first hour, we just sat down and rested from the long hike. Then we put our tents up in the tree line, just outside of the beach. By then, the sun was setting, so Jonah got a fire going, and I went out to collect some more dry sticks to keep it running. I picked up a few, not going too far from our tents, but I suddenly heard a noise from just in front of me. I lifted my eyes and looked ahead. It was getting dark, but I could still see most of the woods, and pretty far back, there looked to be a person. After looking for more than a couple seconds, I was able to see them walking and confirmed that it definitely was a person out there in the woods. I quickly walked back to the campsite and told Jonah about it. We weren't afraid or anything. It was just a little weird to have seen someone out here in the exact place we were at. I think it also would have been different if they were walking along the beach, but they were just going straight through the woods, not even on a trail. 15 minutes went by, and the sun was now past the horizon, covering the woods in darkness, and that's when we heard footsteps approaching. A moment later, a man appeared in the light from our campfire. He looked to be in his 30s, with a beard and shoulder-length hair, but I immediately got a bad feeling about him. He smiled at us from across the campfire, then asked us if we knew the way to a specific place. I didn't recognize the name, but it sounded like a trail name.
"Sorry, I'm not sure where that is,"
I said softly. The man kept his smile, but just looked at us for another moment, before turning around and walking back into the woods, not saying anything else. I looked over at Jonah, and both of us were equally unnerved and confused. After we were sure he was gone, Jonah asked me if that was the same person I'd seen, but I wasn't sure. It probably was, though. We spent the rest of that night by the fire, trying to think up reasons for the man coming up to us like that. The only thing that would somewhat make sense was if he got desperate for help once the sun went down. But the man didn't seem desperate at all. He asked for directions like everything was normal. If he were desperate, it probably would have been noticeable, and he wouldn't have just left after asking one question. Both of us were getting a little freaked, so we let the conversation die out once it was getting closer to bed. We let the fire burn out as well, then got in our tents. I tried to sleep, laying there for at least an hour just listening to the sounds of the woods. But there was just this weird feeling I had that wouldn't even let me close my eyes for too long without getting nervous. And then, after somewhere around 2 hours, I heard it again. Footsteps coming toward our tents. I yelled Jonah's name, then rushed out of my tent and looked into the woods. A figure was standing only 10 feet from me, and just a second later, they turned around and ran back into the woods, being covered by the darkness. Jonah came out only in time to hear the footsteps running away, but he said he knew exactly what was going on as soon as I yelled his name. We packed up that night, then waited tiredly for dawn to make our way out of the woods. We don't know who that man was, or what he really wanted. If I hadn't stayed awake though, we might have never left those woods. I live out by the Rocky Mountains in the Northwest. I don't go camping all that often anymore, now that I'm older, but I'd say I go out there maybe once a year. I'm more of a sitting in the backyard kind of person, but going out into the mountains was always worth the hassle when I did go out. This was a couple years ago when I'd gone out in the early weeks of fall. The trail I chose was only a 20-minute drive from me. I parked off to the side in a small dirt parking lot, then grabbed my bags and started walking. It was a little colder than I was anticipating, but the trail was a really nice walk. When I got to the campsite, I set everything down and got my tent up. It was a very small, open area with nothing but trees surrounding it. There were no other tents or anything, so it looked like I was the only one camping out there. The sun was still pretty high up, so after a quick break, I set out on a thin side path that went to an overlook of the mountains. I saw online before I'd left that it was only a 10-minute walk from the campsite, so I didn't bring much other than a water bottle and my basic backpack. When I got there, I sat down and enjoyed the view for a half hour. Again, it didn't look like anyone had been out here, which, seeing as it was starting to get colder out, I guess it made sense. Once I was ready, I got up and walked back to the campsite. When I walked up to the open area, something felt wrong. Nothing that I'd left behind looked like it did when I left. Everything was just slightly off. I checked around for anything missing or obvious things having been moved around, but everything was there. Part of me wondered if I was just being paranoid. Everything that I felt was off were things that I could have just remembered wrong. Like, I was pretty sure that I'd zipped up the tent before leaving, but it was unzipped when I got back. That's not something an animal could do, and there were no other signs of people having come by, so the obvious answer would be that I just didn't zip up the tent before leaving, even though I thought I'd remembered doing it. I tried to relax, putting my chair up and moving some stones around to make a fire pit, as the sun was going down and the cold was setting in. I warmed up some water to make some tea with, and just kind of sat there in my own thoughts. After some time, probably an hour, I heard someone walking. I turned toward the sound, seeing it was from where the trail was, but it was too dark now to see anything beyond the open area. While I watched and listened, it sounded like they were coming in toward the campsite, but then there were a few seconds where I didn't hear anything. I almost felt like they were looking at me from somewhere out on the trail, but then the footsteps started again, walking away from the campsite, but not back on the trail. It sounded like they were walking off the trail, kind of off to the side of the campsite. I don't know, I was getting a little creeped out now. The thought of everything seeming off before had started to come back to mind now that I knew someone else was out here. I didn't know if they were out here before or if they had just arrived, but that's just why it was so unnerving. I didn't know what was going on. Then the footsteps started to get louder again, coming toward the campsite from the other side. I shifted my gaze, but not even a second later, I heard another set of footsteps from behind me. Both were quiet and subtle, but given everything now, it was very clear that they were trying to not be seen as they moved in closer. I quickly unzipped my bag and pulled out my handgun that I had only for desperate needs. I stood up and held it toward the trees, where I could hear one of them approaching from. I didn't say anything, afraid to show the fear in my voice, but I knew they could see me in the light from the campfire, and I was just hoping that the gun would be enough to make them second guess whatever they were trying. It went quiet, both footsteps stopping. I turned all around, looking for any movement. After a minute of no sounds at all, I started to put things back in my bag, being careful to not put down my weapon for more than a few seconds at a time. I still hadn't heard them leave, so I knew they had to be watching me from somewhere out there. Once I got what I could fit in my bag, I started to make my way to the trail, leaving only the tent behind. From what I could hear, they didn't follow me out. Once I got a decent distance away, I turned on my flashlight and made it the rest of the way to my car. To sum it up, the police were useless in this kind of scenario. Whoever the two people were that were out there had never shown themselves or really did anything at all. Don't get me wrong, it was very obvious they were planning something horrible, but there wasn't enough to go off of. But after my encounter, and seeing a lot of these situations happen to others as well, I don't think I'll ever be going out there on my own again. My brother owns a really nice RV that he lets me borrow sometimes. We live 15 minutes from each other and in a state that is known for camping, hiking, and just outdoor activities in general. It was last fall when I asked if I could borrow his RV to go camping out by a small fishing pond. The weather was getting too cold to comfortably camp in a tent, so the RV was perfect. I really just wanted to spend a few days fishing out there while enjoying the time to myself. I went over and picked up the RV, then drove it down to the pond. The trail definitely wasn't made for driving on, being narrow and only made of dirt, but I'd usually see tire marks all over it, so I knew that other people did the same as me. This time though, the trail was clear of any other vehicles, and when I got to the pond, there was nobody else around. I parked off to the side, in case anyone else did show up. Then I pretty much got everything ready and went out to fish right away. I had a couple beers and just sat back. It was really nice. By 5 o'clock, I started cleaning up and getting all my gear back by the RV. And as I did, a pickup truck pulled in from the trail. It was an older, rusty truck that looked like it had been through a lot over the years. There was no camper attached to it. It was just the truck. It had tinted windows though, so I assumed they were just using the truck to sleep in as well, which isn't the most uncommon thing I've heard of. They parked on the other side of the field and turned off their headlights, but stayed inside. I finished packing my things back into the RV and went in for the night. I looked out a few times to see if the truck was still there so I could maybe introduce myself to keep things from being weird, but nothing seemed to have changed. It was a little strange to not say hi when you drove out into the middle of nowhere and happened to be in the same vicinity as someone else, but I just went on with my night, getting in bed and falling asleep by 8. At some time during the night though, I woke up for a minute after hearing a car door open and close. I remember checking out the window and not seeing anyone, and then going right back to sleep. In the morning, I got up and made breakfast, then went back out to fish. The truck was still in the same exact spot as before. It didn't look like they'd done anything, or even left the truck at all. I sat out there fishing for well over 3 hours, not seeing any movement from the truck. It was actually getting really unsettling. Either someone was in there, and for some reason not leaving at all, or they had left in the middle of the night when I heard the door open. Both were not normal, and made me feel uneasy. I ended up spending the rest of the day in the RV. I couldn't help but feel like they were watching me from inside their truck the whole time I was out there fishing. While in the RV, I looked out the windows multiple times, checking for any change in the truck. But then at just about 7 p.m, I heard the engine to the truck start. I looked out the window and watched as they pulled around and slowly drove up to the trail, like they were about to leave, but then they stopped right in the middle. A few seconds passed before the truck shut off. Seeing them blocking off the trail immediately made my stomach drop. A man stepped out, clearly in a rush, running up to the bed of his truck and grabbing something out of the back. Then he faced the RV. I left the window and locked up the door, hearing footsteps running toward it as I did. The door started shaking aggressively as they tried pulling on it from the other side. My mind at this point was almost in this foggy state where I just had no idea what to do. I ran to the driver's seat and started up the RV as it sounded like the man was trying to pry the door open. I pressed on the gas and went toward their truck, slowing down as I approached the back of it. Hearing the man chasing me down though, I pressed the RV against the truck and pushed it as the man ran over and tried to get back in. Before he could, it slid off the trail and opened up a path for me to get around. I drove out of there and didn't look back until I was on the road. I went a little ways down before I called the police to report what had happened. By the time they got there though, the truck and the man were gone. I can't be sure as to what the man was intending to do. The obvious answer is that he was trying to rob me, both of the RV and everything in it. But then why did he spend so long watching me and setting up a whole trap? Why not just block it off right when he arrived and do everything quickly? It felt like he was watching me, seeing if I was alone, as if he were planning to do more than just taking the vehicle and leaving. I think that if things had gone differently, I would have never been seen after that night.